Well, we've been talking about our thought life this week, and this is the last day for this series. My name is Steve Clark, and it's been encouragement to me to be able to study this and to think about it and to see what God's really done in my life. It's been a blessing to be able to share this week. So I'll give you my phone number. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you didn't understand something or want to correct me in something. I don't know, but I'll give you my phone number. I'm not always available to answer the phone. At work, I don't answer it, but I can give you a call back. Just leave a message on my voicemail, and I'll call you back. The number is 717-333-1786. So just as a review a bit, God wants us to be in control of our thought life. He says we should be thinking about His Word. He says His Word will wash our minds. He wants us to meditate on His Word and on His love and on His kindness and mercy towards us, on the Savior and just God Himself. He wants us to meditate upon those things. And He wants wants us to have a mind that's not going down the wrong way. He wants us to be in control of our minds. He has given us the power and ability to repent and change our thinking. If bad thoughts come from within or, just within our own carnal self or from the devil himself, I believe the solution's still the same, and we're going to talk about some of that here today. He wants us to have a renewed mind, and we can have a renewed mind. Our thoughts, one of the days we talked about how our thoughts produce actions, and that's either in a bad sense or in a good sense. If we have good thoughts, it's going to produce good actions. If we have bad thoughts, they're going to produce bad actions. The old saying that I quoted one of the days was, if we sow a thought, we will reap an action. If we sow an action, we're going to reap a habit. If we sow a habit, we're going to reap a character. And if we sow a character, we're going to reap a destiny. Another way of saying it or thinking about it is, when our thoughts become actions, then those actions will become habits. Then our habits become who we are, our character. And our character or our way of life will usher us into an eternal destiny. And that goes on the good sense or on the bad sense. Our thoughts are very important. Last time I said something that maybe you have been thinking about if you listened to it, or maybe you missed it as I was talking, I don't know. But I said the way we stop thinking wrongly, whether our thoughts are lustful, covetous, proud, critical, or anything else that is not good, we need to think about something else. We need to pray and we need to ask for God's help. If we are thinking, if our thoughts are in the sewer, if we're thinking about those kind of things, then we need to pray and to think on things God tells us to think about. It's interesting with our brains. We can't really focus on anything but one thing. I mean, just really have mental focus on one thing. So if we have wicked or ungodly thoughts and we think about God or His Word or His law or His judgment or His love, then those other thoughts, they have to go. It's like when you come into a dark room and you turn on the light, that light or that darkness flees away, that the light drives the darkness out. And it's the same way with our minds. If our minds are in darkness and we put light in there, we put the love of God in there, we think about Christ and all that He's done for us, those other thoughts have to go. Now, that might seem too simple, but it's really the way it works. At least that's the way it's been for me. And it might be simple to understand, but maybe it's not so simple to do at times. And because sometimes it is a battle. But who's going to win? I believe God in us can be the victor through that. And the Bible says, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And I believe God in us can renew our mind in that way. It does sound simple. You know, here we're thinking about one thing and, we get a red flag. It's just not right. Where did that thought come from? Was it from the devil? Was it just from my own carnal nature? Was it from the lust of the flesh? Was it from my teenage years? What was it from? Where did it come from? Well, we can either meditate on that and think about that. We can think about those thoughts, or we can, that red flag comes up and we can start thinking about Christ, and we can pray and ask him to cleanse our mind. And I've done that, and I have to do that at times. Even still, I have to do that. I know years ago my thoughts were not good in so many ways, and it's still a battle sometimes, but God has given me the victory, I believe that I am responsible for my thoughts, and I believe that I need to be in control. And like I said, it's a battle sometimes. It really is. It can be a strong thing where you just can't hardly stop thinking about something, and you just know it's not right, but, you know, I just pray, and I ask God to help me, and I start thinking about other things, and pretty soon those thoughts are gone, and it does work. It's a battle sometimes, but the Lord and I are victors, and it's praise and glory and honor to him. So that's very practical. It's just the way it is for me, and I believe it can be the way for you too. Maybe you have a different experience on some of that. Maybe you haven't had the struggles that I have with my mind, but I think most of us do have struggles sometimes with our thought life. Well, as I quoted, even just in thinking of this, I quoted Romans chapter 12 yesterday, I guess it was, one of the days, Romans 12, and I quoted the first two verses, and I got to thinking about that. I looked it up in my Bible here just a little bit ago, and the verse that I quoted, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it's this renewing of the mind, and as we said the other time, that our minds are renewed by the washing of the water, by the word of God washing our minds. But verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So let me just share what I was thinking when I read that. As I mentioned, whether our mind, whether we're thinking of lustful things, or critical things, or covetous things, or proud things, then we need to stop thinking about those things, and we need to, we're not necessarily stop thinking about those things, but if we start thinking about other things, then those things are going to flee away. Just like I said there about the light, when you turn on a light in a dark room, those things flee away. Listen again what it says here. For I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Okay, this is proud thoughts. Don't have these proud thoughts, but to think soberly as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So what God's saying here in his word is that you have proud thoughts, change your thinking. Think soberly. Don't think these proud thoughts. Think soberly. Think about something else. Think soberly. And that's what I'm saying here, is that we can do it by God's help, by God's grace. We can think different things, and we can be in control of our thought life here. And as it says there, I read this last time too, I think, but Philippians 4 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So he gives us things to think about. And, just think about that. Think about that list, the things that are honest and just and pure and lovely, good report. Think about those things. So Psalms 104 says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. So my meditation of the Lord will be sweet. And I will sing unto the Lord. You know, we start singing and thinking about the songs we're singing, singing songs to the Lord, praising the Lord, those other thoughts flee away. So there can be a change. There really can be a change. God is in the changing business. That's what salvation is. It's salvage. It comes from the word salvage, and we think of these scrap places where they take, you know, metal, scrap metal, and take it all in there, and then they sell it, and it gets melted down and made into something useful again. Well, God does that. He salvages us. He can salvage our thought life, and I know that there's victory here, and I believe you can have the victory also. So a couple more verses maybe to look at here. Colossians 1:21 or 1:18, I guess, says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. That's in Christ, in Jesus, all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. So here we are. In the past, we were enemies in our mind by wicked works, but then Christ came, and he changed us. He salvaged us, and he changed our life. Praise be to God. And one last verse, or a couple of verses I want us to look at here. In this is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And this stronghold can even be strongholds in your mind, strongholds that where your thought life is being taken captive by your own sinful nature, by your own sinful flesh, or by the devil. I don't know, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, that's in your mind, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that's God's will for our lives, that every thought would be taken captive to the obedience of Christ. Meaning, at least what it means to me, is that when these thoughts come that are not right, we can take them captive by God's help, by prayer, and not be controlled by these thoughts or by the devil or whatever, but we can be set free. That's God's will for you. That's God's will for me. And I just pray that God would help us. And I would like to close with prayer. Father, I do thank you for these last seven sessions, these 7 days that we're able to look into your word about thoughts, about thought, our thought life, and I do pray that you would bless those, the hearers, and even myself, Lord, as we want to do your will, want to have thoughts that are pleasing to you, and that you would be able to say even about our thought life, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Lord, I do ask your blessing upon each person, and I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.